Hachette Audio presents The Murder House, written by James Patterson and David Ellis, read by Therese Plummer and Jay Snyder. To Matt, Libby, and Zach Stennis. Prologue. Bridgehampton, 1995. When his eyes pop open, it is still dark outside. The air cool and crisp through his window. Normally, he wouldn't be up for another hour yet, but he could hardly sleep last night waiting for today. He's not sure, in fact, that he slept at all. He sees the long, narrow trombone case in the corner of his bedroom, and his heartbeat ratchets up. All those rehearsals, all those hours of practice until his hands and shoulders ached, until his head throbbed, all of that preparation comes down to today. It's finally here. He quickly brushes his teeth and puts on his Halloween costume. He picks up the trombone case and his school backpack and heads downstairs quietly, not wanting to wake his mother. He rips open the cellophane and drops two Pop-Tarts into the toaster and pours himself a glass of milk. He drinks the milk but doesn't touch the pastries. His stomach is churning too wildly. He will eat later, after his performance. It is still dark, a nip in the fresh air, as he leaves his house, backpack over his shoulder, trombone case in his left hand. At the end of his street, he looks to his right, where a half mile away he can see the fog of the Atlantic, dark and endless. His eyes invariably move to the house by the ocean, perched up on the hill, the haunted mansion that, even from a distance, scowls at him.